When completing a safety plan with a client, you want to create a feeling of supportive collaboration. So ideally, you would be sitting side by side with them in person, filling this out. During social distancing, you could do this in other ways. For instance, if you're having a video session, you could share the document on your screen and they could see you typing in real time their information that they're coming up with, their words, as you're together helping them fill out the form. And then they could take a screenshot of that when it's completed. You want to really ask questions that prompt them to identify things that really help them as you go through the safety plan. And help them to generate a variety of coping and distancing behaviors that they might not think of right away. And having that variety so that they have lots to choose from in the moment. High quality safety planning does take time. You don't want to rush the process. It could take 30 or 40 minutes. And a SAMHSA training that I'm going to provide you with a link to at the end of this training cited research that shows that high quality safety planning predicted decreased likelihood of suicidal behavior. So it really does pay off to take your time and really do this in a thoughtful manner with the client. We talked about having them enter the hotline phone number into their cell phone. Also, if the client can fill out, if they have a paper copy of the safety plan and can fill it out themselves by hand, that's ideal. But if they don't have access to a printer, they could write out their safety plan in addition to, taking a photograph of the one that you're filling out with their information. They could also put the main points on an index card. But having a digital version, a snapshot, screenshot, really is a great backup. So we're going to pause and take a quick moment to check our knowledge one last time.